Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, the last show. A dad's point of view. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. You can like my Facebook page, and you can become a part of the Dad Chat community on Google+. Okay, I said all that very quickly. It's time for some therapy talk with Dr. Jennifer Weberman, who has a wonderful resume, and I'm not going to waste time because I get so little of it with her. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Weberman.
It's bittersweet to be on your show today. I can't believe it's been 2 years since the first time we had a segment together, and now we're saying goodbye to our radio relationship.
Well, for the time being, we will have some other kind of professional, not to mention ongoing personal relationship regardless. Let's do what we've done for almost 2 years through your pregnancy and now your birth. Actually, we didn't do it for 2 years. We did it for about a year.
That'd be a long pregnancy.
Yeah, I was going to say. How is Serena Sky doing?
She is doing wonderfully. This was my first week back at work. And I cried a lot this past weekend in anticipation of it. We found a wonderful babysitter, but I was still very nervous. And I returned to work, and we both survived. And, you know, today I'm home with her for the rest of the day, and it's just delicious. She's wonderful.
Oh, that's sweet. Well, I'm very happy to hear it. And is are you more settled in your new home?
Yes, I unpacked 8 boxes today, and I can't tell you how excited I am.
8 of 80 or 800 left, huh?
She took a 2-hour nap, and I just went to town.
Good for you. So listen, I'm going to give you a chance, since I know how much you love talking about politics, to reply or respond or rant in your own way. I've been going nuts over what's going on in Hollywood. Psychologically, I don't even understand how some of the people in Hollywood can say what they say about Israel, let alone our so-called elected officials like Nancy Pelosi. What do you feel about what's going on? Do you have any understanding? Can you explain it, the psychology of people that just don't know anything and speak such lies?
You're right. I usually don't like to go to these political topics because they're very controversial, and I feel like as a psychologist, people should know what my personal views are about things so that I can remain neutral. But it's very hard to keep quiet in these times because of everything that I'm seeing in the media. And as a Jewish person and as someone with family in Israel, I do feel the need to speak out about it. It's frightening. I think some people are angry, and it really scares me that we can go back so quickly to a horrible time in history, you know, around 1930s and 40s, and realize that we haven't progressed very far from that point. You ask me as a psychologist if I can explain hatred, and it's a very complicated topic, but I can speak from a personal level what I have observed about our enemies throughout history. And you can tell me if you agree or disagree, but I think our enemies historically have always been very good at very strategic propaganda. And educating the masses or miseducating the masses about why logically they should be against us and why they should hate us and why we should be considered the enemy. The Nazis did it.
Brilliantly.
I mean, if you look at it just from an intellectual point of view, it was really brilliant. And, you know, there's been times in history where we were accused of, you know, killing Jesus and poisoning wells, and we started the plague, and, you know, the...
And the blood libel lie.
Yep, the blood libel, using the blood of children for the Passover Seder. Things that sound just so ridiculous. I mean, how could a group of people be responsible for something like that? But it's so convincing. It's just really brilliantly executed, and we don't do that. And whether that is a virtue or a mistake, you know, you could argue either way, but we just don't do that.
And we meaning the Jews?
Yeah.
Or Israel?
And Israel. And because of that, people view what we're doing. I mean, the photographer who took the pictures of Serena, such a beautiful woman, such a sweet woman, and Serena loved her. And after she sent me the pictures, she sent me a Facebook friend request. And I accepted it. And something told me to look on her wall. And I went on her wall, and there was all this anti-Israeli stuff about we're baby killers,
oh my God.
The number of Palestinian children that have been killed versus Israeli children is disproportionate. and it was all this anti-Israeli stuff. And I was heartbroken because she's not a bad person. She's a sweetheart, but she has this horrible view. And she really feels that she's defending children by having that view. And so
that's how brilliant Hamas has been in dragging their own kids to get killed. It's unbelievable.
They sacrifice their own children, and then the statistics look awful.
Which, by the way, are propagated by them. I mean, yeah. I believe that they are awful, but they're the only verification is from Hamas. I really trust their statistics.
It's really, and people don't question it. They think, oh my God, look at that statistic. And of course, they
have, you
have
seen,
a graphic for it.
Have you seen the video of Hamas men dragging kids towards potential bomb sites? Literally dragging them, kicking and screaming. Their own people, so they will get bombed. And I think they actually would prefer really bad maiming because that would make better video.
It's heartbreaking. I mean, I'm crying right now as you're telling me this, that children are used in that way. It's just horrible.
And that
it
so
really
much
is.
Of what I understand evil. I don't understand how so many people can be blind to the clarity of what is going on. That's where I am just confused and lost. After the Holocaust, after all that we learned about Europe, which continues just to be an anti-Semitic country, continent, let's just face it, they're going to be overrun and taken over by Islam, so they'll get what they deserve. There'll be Sharia law all over Western Europe within a couple generations at the rate of we're going. So they may get their just desserts, but I don't understand it. How could they not have learned from the Holocaust? How can they be so blind to the imbalance of power, wealth, and resources in the Middle East, which any map reveals? It blows my mind. Look, we don't have a lot of time, so let's end our last segment for now with a little reflection, much as I did with Pastor Drew. In the 2 years that you've been on the show, you've had a little bit of changes in your life, haven't you?
Just a few. New baby, new house.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about how that has felt as we've been doing that journey and the weekly updates on your pregnancy and how well Serena has been doing since her birth.
Oh, well, tell me how much time I have left so that I know how to condense it.
Richard, 4 minutes.
Oh, good, okay. Because, of course, I can tell you how I feel about you in 4 minutes.
No. I'm asking I don't need a pat on the back. You give it to me all the time.
But it's all connected.
Okay.
The fact that I have a radio journal of my pregnancy and how I felt after the delivery and Serena came into my life is such a precious gift. And you're connected to that. The fact that over the past 2 years, our radio show topics have caused me to research things that maybe I wouldn't have researched and think about things in a new way I wouldn't have thought about before. I mean, you've changed my life in so many ways that we probably couldn't even measure. It's been such a blessing to be a part of your show. I'm so honored to know you. I was trying to think back to how it all started because we met on Twitter and how we went from Twitter to having a real-life conversation. I remember I sent you a tweet that said something about your avatar and my avatar should get together for a virtual coffee.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how that turned out into we had a conversation on the phone and then I was on your show. But I am so glad for that day because I will be forever changed knowing you.
Thank you. And like Sherilyn, we have this deep connection yet we've yet to meet in real life. I know we will. And I know, just like I said to Sherilyn, we will look at each other when we do finally meet, and we will have these big grins on our faces, and we will run to each other like that old commercial with the hair where the woman runs into the arms of her man, and they hug, and it'll be in slow motion. We'll run to each other.
Field of wheat.
Yeah, exactly. And the sound will drop out, and the symphony and the violins will come up, and we'll embrace, and then Jason will come and join the embrace. Because it's obviously not romantic. It's just it's love in the most pure way.
It really is.
And so and Serena will be, no, actually, Jason will be standing nearby. You'll have dropped Serena, meaning put her down on the ground. He'll take her hand. You'll run to me, and then the four of us will embrace. And the love is a mini splendored thing will come up on the PA system.
You have this well choreographed.
Well, it will be sweet. It will be sweet. So we got another couple minutes left. In that time, why don't you please tell us what you've got on your plate, what you're planning for, and a little bit of wishes and hopes you have for Serena for a final part of that journal, and then finally where you can be found and reached.
Oh, perfect. I think that now that this part of our relationship is temporarily or permanently ending, it's going to create an opportunity for us to have a different kind of professional relationship. I love the idea that you had that we would create some blogs together where there are dialogue and we're discussing point by point something back and forth. I think that's really great. I hope that's next for us. But I'm going to continue with my practice. I'm going to resume writing. And who knows, maybe one day I'll finish that book that I'm hoping to work on. And as far as Serena goes, oh my goodness, I just want her to always feel loved and supported and safe. I know that happiness is her responsibility and she'll pursue that and she'll pursue her passions and all of that. But I hope she knows that every time she comes home, she's coming home to a place of comfort and safety and fun and love and levity. And that whatever's going on in the world for her outside of this home, she has a very strong foundation to come home to. And if I can provide that for her, then I've exceeded the expectations of my job as a mom.
I have no doubt you will do that. I might say, while you can't influence whether she's happy or not, you can teach her to be good. You can teach her values. And I know you will. It's something parents don't often think about. They often want their kids to be successful or happy, but I think the most important thing you can do is teach them to be good people. And I'm sure you and Jason will do that with Serena.
I agree with you 100%.
All right, my dear. With that, a tearful adios for the moment, or au revoir. Doesn't that mean till we meet again? I think that will be the case.
Wonderful.
Bye.
Bye.
What did they do? Just when everything looks so dark, you've got to accentuate the positive. Eliminate the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.